Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Done.
Okay, Rabbis, you don't usually do this, but I'm going to give a shiur without, not inside the sefer, inside the Maamar HaDor, to explain, which I mentioned to you last week and 2 weeks before, that this remarkable chiddush that we've been seeing in Rav Kook, which explains many, many things in Torah and in history, that the level of the yichidim, the level of the individual tzaddikim over time has decreased, the or of the yachid has decreased, but the klal, the or of the klal is mis'ala. We've been talking about that the past few weeks. And as a result of that, Rav Kook describes the terrible breakdown in the relationship between the dor hatzair, the young generation, and the old generation. The young generation can't find the godless that they're looking for in their parents and their grandparents. They don't see it in their parents and their grandparents. On the other hand, their parents and their grandparents lived in a world where there were great, great, great tzaddikim, but they themselves were more simple. They were ma'aminim, but they were simple. They weren't filled with learning for the most part. They weren't filled with idealism. They were hardworking, suffering Jews. The Dor HaTzair, the young generation, however, is filled with that light of the ideal, confused and looking for answers. The parents don't have the answers. The grandparents certainly don't have the answers. So what we've been talking about, we're trying to understand, Rav Kook has been explaining how this shift took place. It began to intensify. This change began to intensify at the time of modernization, which is the time of the Arba'al Shem HaKadosh, which entered into the world, that period of time, the Gra. And the Madrega of the Klal is Mis'ala, and the Madrega of the Yachid is Yored, has descended. So I had said that it's something that really requires a proper explanation, so I'm going to try to talk about that a little bit today, to explain the shorish of this, which is a very, very deep inyan in Sisrei Torah and Kabbalah, and we're not mekubalim, but just going to try to understand it on our level. This goes back to before the beginning. This goes back to what's called the Tzimtzum, and it needs to be explained. And there's a piece of the Zohar Kodesh that you have in front of you. The Zohar Kodesh is in Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh Bereishis Tazayin Mudbeis. There, the Zohar Kodesh is explaining the pasuk by creation of Ayirmelekim Yikavu Hamayim Mitachas Hashamayim El Mokem Echad. Yikavu Hamayim Mitachas Hashamayim El Mokem Echad. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded that the waters that were everywhere, that the waters should be gathered together, yikavu hamayim, that's the lashon of mikveh, yikavu hamayim el mokem echad. And that would make it possible for there to be dry land. That's the beginning of Chumash. So before the piece that you have, I'm just going to read to you a little bit earlier than that. It wasn't necessary to focus on all of this, but I'll just read you a little bit before that. The translation and explanation in the Mosek Midvash, Rebbe Pasach v'Omar, it says in Pasach that we're going to say it to Mitzvah Shem a couple of hours from now, Mikarlois Maim Rabim Adir Mishbura Yom Adir B'Morim Hashem. Mikarlois Maim Rabim Adir, the powerful, raging ocean, the noise, the sound, the crashing of the waves, Adir B'Morim Hashem, Hashem's greatness in Shemaim. Hashem Adi B'mom is infinitely greater. The Zohar Chodesh says, "Kishomar Kadosh Baruch Hu l'mayim shiyiskansu b'mokem echad." When Kadosh Baruch Hu said to the waters that they should gather in one place, "Hayim mishaytetim l'kan l'kan," the waters were mishaytetim; they were all over the place. The beginning, the waters of creation, From Shaitim Lakan Lakan, they're all over. Vinizgo Lamaila. Vinizgo Lamaila means that they were trying to rise above this world, Nizgo Lamaila. They were trying to connect again to the Mayim Ha'Elyon, to the waters above. And then the Zohar goes on to explain, Amar Yitzchak b'Heishaita, not Lamaila Ara. Kashbaruch Hu took the waters of the world, Tavis Kanes Bay, gathered them together, that the dry land should be seen. Amar Rabbi Yossi Vim Kain. So now this is where we come in. Rabbi Yossi asks, Im Kain, if the Pasuk Mekolos Maim Rabim Adiram Mishbrayam Adir Bamaram Hashem, that these powerful waters of the world had to concede and listen to the voice of Hashem in heaven, which is even more powerful, to gather together, then Rabbi Yossi asks, Maik Sif Achav Edesach Nemnu Ma'od Leveis Chanav HaKadosh. The end of the Pasuk is so sweet and gentle. The end of the Pasuk is, and this is how we come at the Shabbos, right? The end of the Pasuk is, Edesach Nemnu Ma'od, Hashem, the Edus, the testimony, the world, the entire world is testifying and is faithful to Hashem in his testimony. Leveischa Nava Kodesh. Leveischa Nava Kodesh, the beauty and the splendor of holiness is to be found in Hashem's home, in the Beis HaMikdash. So Yossi is asking, Ma'inyin Shmita Etzel Har Sinai, what does the beginning of the Pasuk have to do with the end of the Pasuk? Mekoilas Maim Rab Madir Mishbe Yom Adi B'mar Hashem. Fine. The next pasuk, Edesech Nem Lemoid, Leveis Chanav HaKadosh. What's have to do with the ingathering of the waters, the Yikav HaMayim? What does it have to do with Beis HaMikdash, the Yerushalayim? And we'll take Rabbi Yossi's question a little bit further. What does it have to do with Chalav Shabbos? We're so used to saying this is how we come into Shabbos. So usually the way it's understood is that the week is like very, very noisy and difficult and busy and so on, and then it's Shabbos, which is true. It's true. But here we're talking about the creation of the world. We're talking about the creation of the world. So what's the meaning of Leveischa Nava Kodesh? So look inside the page that you have. We could read it on the bottom instead of reading it first on top and then on the bottom. In the middle of the page you see where it says V'Amar David. Yeah? I hope it says that. Should say in the middle, on the bottom. V'Amar David in the middle. I first had the wrong one. Yikes. I first had the part that we didn't have to do. All right, so I'm going to read it to you. Just try to... I'm not going to start taking your pictures. Chaval, it's important to see it inside. Okay, but listen carefully to the words. It's the page after that. V'Amar David. So listen. Make believe that we were before the time that there were photos down machines. V'Amar David. David HaMelech said, this is David HaMelech's Pasuk. V'Amar David. David HaMelech says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, many years later, David says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atahu Shasisa es Kol Ha'olam. Rabbi Shalom, you created the entire world. V'asisa es Hamayim. And you created water. V'hamayim hoyim mechasn es kol ha'olam meharibui shebohem. And you created the water in such a way where it covers everything. It was just water. It was all what's called mayim b'mayim. Everything water. V'hamayim hoyim mechasn es kol ha'olam meharibui shebohem. So much water. V'asisa lehem, in the language of the Zohar means, v'asisa means v'gazarta lehem. You decreed. She yiskansu betzimtzum kulam el mokim echad. You decreed. Is that Joey? Good to see you. And you decreed she yiskansu betzimtzum kulam el mokim echad. And you decreed that all of the water, she yiskansu betzimtzum kulam el mokim echad. You decreed that all of the waters are everywhere. And you decreed that all of the waters should be mitzamtzem. She is counseled with Tzimtzum, that the waters would be condensed and pressed together. The waters are everywhere, and the waters are going to be condensed and pressed together. Emlokim Echad, the ocean. Then David Melech davens, and he says, Kach yehi rotzon lefanecha. Listen to this. Kach yehi rotzon lefanecha. So too may be your will, Hashem. Sheshchinoscha shehi meleya kol ha'olam kulo. That your shechina, that your divine presence that fills everything, that fills the whole world. Shetetzamtzem oisa bebeischa. That you should constrict it and condense it into your house, into the Beis HaMikdash. Sheyoyser ro'uy hu lios sham. It is more fitting for the Shechina to be there, in that place, to be revealed in that place, not all over. The way the waters were all over. Mekarlos maim rab madirin shbreyom adi b'mar masham edesach nemun ma'oid leveischa nava kodesh. The same way that when you created the world, you gathered together, the waters were everywhere, and you gathered them together, the Tzimtzum, you were mitzamtzem the water, el mokem echad, yikavu amayim el mokem echad, so too, at the beginning the Shechina was everywhere. So David HaMelech davens to Hashem, he rotzon lefanecha, sheshchinos v'shehim leya kol ha'olam kulay, that your Shechina, which fills the entire world, it's more fitting that it be in that one place. And that's the end of the pasuk. What? Leveischa nava kodesh. That it's more beautiful and more fitting and more proper that it should be all concentrated instead of being divided like this all over the. It should be concentrated in the Beis HaMikdash. Leveischa nava kodesh. V'loy lezman muat. And David HaMelech said, not only for a little bit of time. Ella what? Leveischa nava kodesh, the end of the pasuk? L'arech yom. Should be l'arech yom. He davened that the Beis HaMikdash shouldn't be destroyed. Should be l'arech yom. That or of the Beis HaMikdash, the or of the Shechina that is concentrated, the Beis HaMikdash, should be l'arech yom. Leveischa nava kodesh, and it should be l'arech yom. L'arech yom. Should be forever and ever. So let's try to understand this. But listen, because really this would be a few talks, and we're going to try to yikavu ma'ima makamecha, to try to condense it into one little shmuz. But to help us understand, what is Rav Kook talking about? Why is it that the Torah comes into the world in such a way that it's either going to be condensed in a few individuals who are unbelievably great and exalted, or it's going to be spread out among Klal Yisrael. That's what Rav Kook is describing. That's the Metzius, and everything that he's saying, of course, is rooted in Kabbalah and Sisrei Torah. And it will help us to understand some very big Yisaidist in Yiddishkeit. The first Yisaid is what Bechlal is the meaning of a Makom Kaddish. Makom Kaddish, people spend a lot of money traveling to the Mekomos HaKadoshim. People go to Makom Kaddish, they want to go to Eretz Yisrael. And in Eretz Yisrael, to go to a Makom Kaddish, they go to Kivrei Tzadikim, and so on. The usual way that we grew up thinking about a Makom Kaddish, and probably how most people think about a Makom Kaddish, is that it's a place where there's a higher volume of Shechina. In other words, that Shechina, of course, is everywhere. And when you go to a Makom Kaddish, there, the setting is on high. In other words, there's like a Neshama Yisera. There's a Neshama Yisera, there's a Shechina Yisera, that there's an overflow and an excess of Shechina in that particular place. But Chazal and Megalatas, the Seir HaTzimtzum, in this piece of the Zohar Kaddish, and many, many other pieces. I just wanted to use one that was short and relatively understandable on our level. That the side of the Tzimtzum, the mystery of the Tzimtzum, is to be understood through the pasuk Yikavu Hamayim El Mokem Echad. That's what the Zohar is teaching us. Yikavu Hamayim El Mokem Echad. That means, in the beginning, as the Zohar says, everything was mayim. Everything was water. It was mayim b'mayim. The water was everywhere. And then the Seder of creation was such that there was an ingathering, Yikavu HaMayim, the Mikveh HaMayim, that the water was gathered together, the same waters. Imagine Kivyochel, Hashem taking his hands and squeezing together, pulling together all the waters, all of the waters. And the waters are then condensed into oceans. Yikavu HaMayim HaMokem Echad. The Zohar explains that that is exactly what took place with the Shechina HaKadosha, with the Shechina, and what takes place with the Shechina. In the beginning, everything was covered with the light of the Infinite One. Everything was enveloped, engulfed in the Or Ein Sof, in the infinite light of Hashem. Everything was Or Ein Sof, infinite light. The Soid of Tzimtzum does not mean, Chalila, a disappearance, an emptying out of Hashem's light, without going into the whole issue of whatever machlokes there is regarding Tzimtzum. But Lefi, the way we have been taught from the Tzaddikim, the Talmid of Hashem, it does not mean a disappearance, Chalila, of Hashem's light, of the Shechina, but rather it means a shifting. The Tzimtzum means the concentration, the condensing, and the concentrating of the Shechina, El Mokem Echad. That's the Teich, that's a simple translation of what the Zohar is saying. That it's gathered together, Mikolois Mayim Rabim Adir Mishbreyam. And the Zohar makes a hekish. The same way that a creation is Mikolois Mayim Rabim Adirim, there are many, many, many waters, the waters are all over the place. Mishaitim, that's on the page that I mistakenly photos that is Mishaitim. The waters are all over the place. Akedekach, that they want to even soar higher and above this world. The waters are everywhere. And Yikavu HaMayim HaMokem Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu condensed the waters HaMokem Echad into a very, very powerful form of the ocean. So too the Zohar is saying, Leveischo Na'ava Kodesh, the David HaMelech asked, Yihirot, the same way that you did this with the waters of the world. Bechlal, David HaMelech has a very big Indian, it's more in Sukkah, it's a very big Indian with and the whole Seder of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva with David HaMelech, that we don't have time to go into. But David HaMelech had a big Indian with the waters of creation. So the same way that by the waters of creation you took all of them and gathered them together, Yikavu HaMayim El Mokem Echad. So David HaMelech says, Leveischo Na'ava Kodesh. Leveischo Na'ava Kodesh. The David HaMelech says that Yihiratzen, the Zohar is explaining, this is the Pshat, in Leveischo Na'ava Kodesh, that the same way that you gathered the waters, you gathered your Shechina together, and it's together in one place. And it is the same way we have the oceans, doesn't mean one ocean, it means in places where it's gathered together. The same way David HaMelech asks, Yihiratzen, it should be like this always, Leveischo Na'ava Kodesh, that the Ur of Hashem, the headquarters, the place of the place where the Ur of Hashem, the infinite light of Hashem, is gathered together in this world, that it's not right that it should be stam, revealed everywhere. Leveischo Na'ava Kodesh, it should be revealed in that condensed form where it's proper that it should be only in the Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech was pushing that it should be only in the Beis, or that should be the world headquarters in Beis HaMikdash, which it is, and it should be La'Erich Yom. That means the Shechina that was dispersed, that was, let's use the term, evenly divided and dispersed in all of creation, that Shechina was misrakezes, it became concentrated in that Or that was revealed with all of the miracles and all the amazing things about the Beis HaMikdash, it became revealed in the Beis HaMikdash. Now everybody here knows that all of existence is on three levels, three basic levels, which were taught in the Sefer Yetzirah, which is Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. We've spoken of this many, many times over the years. Whatever takes place in the physical world, in space, in Olam, also takes place in Shana, in time, and Nefesh, in the soul. So the Seder HaTzimtzum that the Zohar is describing, this Tzimtzum that the Zohar is describing, is a process that takes place not only in physical space, where we have holy places, Mekaymais Kedoshim, because the Zohar is telling us the site of a Makom Kodesh is a place where there's an ingathering of Shechina, not an extra one. You have to understand the difference. Extra means everything is the way that it is, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu sprinkles in a little bit more. It's not the case. The ingathering means it's on the cheshbon of other places. You understand the difference. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu took the waters were everywhere, and then Hashem condensed them together. It means that then there are places that are left, most of the places, well, I shouldn't say it because the oceans, but the places that are left without water, they're left dry. So too, Kodesh Baruch Hu, of course Hashem is everywhere, the Shechina is everywhere. But in terms of this gilui of Shechina, Hashem gathered together the Shechina in space and condensed it into the Beis HaMikdash and to Mekaymes Kedoshim. It's on the cheshbon of other places in the world where in the other places of the world it's Ayei Mekaym Kevaydai. Where is Hashem? I don't feel Hashem over here. I don't know. You go to a Makom Kodesh and you could be overwhelmed. You can go 10 minutes from here. There's the Rebbe's Oil. You can go. You walk into a place in the middle of New York, and you walk into this place, and this, you feel like you have a little bit of an Eretz Yisrael. You can breathe. You can smell Eretz Yisrael by Kivrei Tzaddikim. You go into a certain place, and in that place there's a concentration. That concentration, we have to understand that Tzimtzum is on the cheshbon of other places. It's not extra. It's on the cheshbon. In other words, there's a certain amount of Shechina, just like there's a certain amount of water. There's a certain amount of Shechina in creation. And it's gathered together to one place, the Beis HaKadosh, to a place, to a Makom Kodesh. But it's on the cheshbon of other places. Same thing in time. And same thing when it comes to Yidden, to Jews. By Shabbos we say, Beirachtoi mikol hayomim, kidashtoi mikol hazmanim. Now the simple way to translate those words of davening, that Hashem berachta mikol hayom, you benched Shabbos more than all the other days. As all the other days are benched and are blessed, and Shabbos is berachta mikol hayom. Shabbos, you sprinkled more bracha. Shabbos berachta mikol hayom, it's more. Bikidashta, and the kedusha of Shabbos, is bikidashta mikol hazmanim. You gave it an extra supply of Kedusha. But that's not how the Sfarim understand the Kedusha of Shabbos. And this might sound radical, but it's not. This is the Pnimis HaDvarim. The way the Sfarim understand is, Berachtoi mikol hayom, the words Berachto, the Broch of Shabbos, is being drawn mikol hayom. It's on the cheshbon of the other days. Kidashtoi, the Kedusha of Shabbos, is mikol hazmanim. It's mikol hazmanim. Yoim ze mechubad, no? Mikol yom. Yoim ze mechubad, the covered of Shabbos. So the simple way to learn, the simple pshat, the way that it's translated is yoim ze mechubad, that the day of Shabbos is more bekovedik than Thursday, than Friday, and whatever. It's more mechubad. Pnimius, that's not what it means. Yom Zed Mechubad, the unbelievable concentration of Kovid of Shabbos, the light, the spectacular light of Shabbos, is Yom Zed Mechubad is Mikol Hayom. It's Mikol. It's an ingathering in time. It's a mikveh in time. The same way in space, in physical space, there's Yikavu Hamayim El Mokim Echad. Creation is in such a way, if yikavu hamayim el mokem echad, that there's a mikveh mayim, an ingathering of water to a place, or places of concentration. So too, in time, there are zmanim and mayadim, times, that are mikudashim, that are holy, that are an ingathering, a concentration of the kedusha that is dispersed over time. And it gathers together but in the sight of the Tzimtzum to one or to these times of Shabbos and Yontif. So that's Olam and the Shana. And what about Nefesh, the soul? What about the soul? So Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu davened, also he wrote, Moshe Rabbeinu davened that the Shekhinah should only be Shaira on Am Yisrael, that the Shekhinah should not be Shaira on the Umas Olam. Moshe Rabbeinu davened that the Shekhinah should only be by us and not by the Goyim. So the Mefarshim are talking about this. What is it? What does it bother him? What does it bother him? Why? So again, when we talk about Kedushas Yisrael, our way of thinking of the Kedusha of a Jew, Kedushas Yisrael, is that there are human beings. There's a world full of people, and the world, the people are people. There's a Kedusha of all of mankind, and it makes everybody happy, and all the pluralists and left wingers and all of the people in the White House, mamish b'simcha, and then here's where they start to get annoyed, is that there's an additional measure, a little bit extra, shall put it, a spoonful extra to the Jewish people. And even with that perception of reality, the whole world hates us and tries to destroy us because of that extra spoonful of Kedusha. If they really knew what it's about, they wouldn't be soivelous for a minute. Now they could be soivelous for a minute and a half. If they knew what it really meant, the Sod HaTzimtzum, when Moshe Rabbeinu asked, he wrote that the Shekhinah should be Shaira al Yisrael, the loy al umas ha'olam o'evdei v'dezor umas ha'olam, and not on the idolaters, the worshippers of idols from the umas ha'olam. Regarding Kedushas Yisrael, what they were saying is the same thing. The Sod HaTzimtzum was yikavu hamayim el mokem echad. The aura of the Shekhinah, the aura of Kedusha, the light of Nishmas Yisrael, which we were talking about in the Shiur Moshe Shabbos over the past 2 years, that light of Nishmas Yisrael that was surrounding and filling all existence with the appearance of Kedushas Yisrael, whenever and however, that's not important for now. It was the Seder of Yikavu Hamayim El Mokem Echad. Now when that happens, when there's an ingathering of Shekhinah, Mikolis Maim Rab Madir Mishbrayam, The same way David HaMelech was saying Leveischa Navakaydish, that it shouldn't be all over the world. It's not proper that the Shekhinah should be like this Bizgal everywhere, but rather it should be Leveischa Navakaydish. It should be condensed and concentrated in a very powerful, in a capsule, in the Beis HaMikdash. So too, in time, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Shabbos, Birachta Mikol Hayom, Yom Zeh Mechub Mikol Hayom, Mikol, it draws Mikolayam into itself. So too, the Kedushas Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu's davening, should be Leveis Chanav HaKadosh, that is fitting and it's right, that all of this Shekhinah should be Mitzamtzem, Yikavu Hamayim El Mokem Echad. It should be gathered together to one place, which means into Knesset Yisrael. Maybe we understand that the same Seder is regarding the distribution, the concentration of Kedusha within Klai Yisrael itself. There are tkufas that we spoke about, the earlier tkufas, where there was a hisgalus of Yevkavu Hamayim Amokim Echad, where you had people in this world that were not from this world. Where you had a Baal Shem Tov, an Agro, you had a Ramchal, you had and Arizal, but the Hamoin Am, they seem to have been emptied. Again, not God forbid empty, but the Hamoin Am didn't have a shaykhis to bechlal a shaykhis to the madregas of these big, big, big tzaddikim. There's a seder yikavu hamayim el mokem echad. There's seder hatzimtzum. And leveis chanav hakodesh, that if other Jews are not seeking to connect to that aura of the Shekhinah, the teva hadvarim, as Hashem is Baruch made it, is that yikavu amayim, that the Shekhinah then will flow into those who are kelim to receive it, and it will be on the cheshbon of those who are not. So there will be an unbelievable disparity between those who have it. Those who have it are exploding with Shekhinah because it's been condensed into one person, into individuals. The same way, Shabbos is exploding with Shekhinah. It's not that it's holier than Tuesday. It's exploding with Shekhinah. Those who are not interested in it, well, don't feel it. It's just a matter of another hour to sleep. But Shabbos is exploding with Shekhinah. When we say in Kabbalah Shabbos, Yomenu Smol Tifroitzi Ves Hashem Tairitzi, Yomenu Smol Tifroitzi, when you look at Kabbalah Shabbos, which is of course by a big Makobel from the world of the Ari HaKadosh, when you look carefully at the words Mishem, tonight in a few hours is Kabbalah Shabbos, everything's exploding. Yomenu Smol Tifroitzi Ayat Ish Ben Paritzi. Yomenu Smol Tifroitzi. When Shabbos comes in L'chadaydi, we're asking Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha Kumi Tzi'imi Teichafe. All of a sudden, the Beis Hamikdash seems to be empowered, and we're calling out Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha, the Mikdash of the King, Ir Melucha, the city of the king, of the kingdom, of the capital city. Kumi Tzi'i Hisnari. Everything like is like exploding, right? In Kabbalah Shabbos, come on, Hisnari Me'ofa Kumi Livshi Bigdei Sefarteich Ami. Uri, Uri, everything, Shir Daberi, Kvoid Hashem Alayach Nigla. You would think that you come into Shabbos in a soft way, no? In a nice, gentle way. Mekoylois Maim Rab Madir Mishbayom, it's Kabbalah Shabbos. Adir Bamorim Hashem, Edesach Nemnu Ma'od Leveis Chonav HaKadosh. So Shabbos explodes into our lives. Every Friday, at that time, Shabbos, at the time of Kabbalah Shabbos, it doesn't roll in gently. It doesn't roll in gently. It explodes. Yomenu Smol Tifroitzi, Ayat Ish Ben Paritzi. The same David HaMelech we're learning about. Ayat Ish Ben Paritzi, Mashiach. The word Peretz, now we're talking about, we're coming to Peretz, Tezach Pashas V'yeshev, the Indian of the Koch of Mashiach. Peretz means to break foot. Ufaratz the Yom of Akeim, but Tzafayna B'nai means to break out. It means when something is held back, and then it explodes. After being held back, it's able then to come forth. So, when it comes to time, Shabbos is Mikolos Ma'am Rav Madir Mishbayom Adir Bamaram Hashem. Therefore, we talk about the Beis HaMikdash in Kabbalah Shabbos. Leveis Chonav HaKadosh. Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha. Because the whole inyan of Kabbalah Shabbos is to be megala this side of the Tzimtzum of Yikavu HaMayim HaMolkamecha, where the Shechina is gathering together. The waters of the Shechina gathering together in Shabbos. The Shechina is gathering together in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why it's in Eis Rosen to say, Hisnari, Me'ofa Kumi, Hisnari. Hisori. It's oiri. Kumi oiri. Because of this fantastic concentration. We say by Kedushas Yisrael, Jews are not just holier. It's not that there's a higher level of Kedusha. V'ro kala me'aretz kishem Hashem nikra lecha. Ata v'chatanu is mikol ha'amim. Again, the oimek of ata v'chatanu mikol ha'amim doesn't mean that all of the nations are chosen. The Rosh has an union with them, and the Jewish people have better. So there's like there's the top ten, and the Jewish people are number one. That's not it. Ata v'chartanu, the bechir is mikol ha'amim. It's the side of meat like yom zeh mechubad mikol hayomim. Ata v'chatanu is on the cheshbon. That's why they hate us. It's on the cheshbon. It emptied out. Mikol ha'amim. It's the site ha'tzimtzum. Therefore, v'ro kol amaretz kishem Hashem nikra lecha. V'shim ha'gad v'akadosh aleinu karasa means that the Shechina shifted over from the entirety of existence. Again, Hashem is everywhere. But that gilui of Shechina moved over and became concentrated, the rokal amayaret, ki shem Hashem nikr alecha, and therefore the world is meshugu with the Jews. The world is crazy with the Jews. They're crazy with the Mokum HaMikdash. They're crazy. They don't want to let go of the Mokum HaMikdash. They can't accept that the Mokum HaMikdash belongs to Am Yisrael, even though everybody knows that Yerushalayim is not mentioned once in the Quran. It's not mentioned one time in the Quran. And even when the Meluchlachim are standing there, they face Mecca. They're not even facing the Yerushalayim. They face Mecca, the Tumah. But the world can't be soivel They can't bear it. They couldn't accept Shabbos. It had to be Friday. It had to be Yom Ha'Shmul. It had to be either Friday before. It had to be Sunday after. Couldn't be Shabbos. Couldn't be Shabbos. Because to acknowledge Shabbos, to acknowledge that day, is to acknowledge Kedushas Yisrael, to acknowledge the Soit HaTzimtzum, the emptying out of creation, the emptying out of the Shechina, from, in the way of Atah B'chaton Mikol Ha'amim, V'ro Kol Ha'amai Eretz, Ki Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha. Therefore, when it comes to Shabbos, when Chazal say, all of these, again, there are many, many things that are easier, much easier to understand with this Yisrael. When it comes to Shabbos, so Chazal say things like, Eina Doimim Mo'er Ponim Shal Adam B'Shabbos, the light on the face of a Jew, you can't compare on Shabbos the way he looks, the way a Jew looks on Shabbos, the way he looks the rest of the week. So you see things like that, and you say, okay, it's nice. You know, in other words, I'm a lichtige person the whole week, and on Shabbos, again, it's a little bit higher. The or is a little bit higher. That's not it. The whole Shabbos with Tzibrochna, the whole week with Tzibrochna Kalim. We try our best to be yoinek, to take something with us from Shabbos. And in anticipation of Shabbos, we try. Ain't a doimim more upon shal adam b'Shabbos. You can't compare the light of a Jew on Shabbos to the darkness of the 6 days of the week, because I'll say that even an Amharis doesn't lie on Shabbos. Even an Amharis, even a person an Amharis is on Shabbos, he's different. Even an Amharis is different on Shabbos. So what happens is that by Kabbalah Shabbos, a couple of hours from now, for that person who wants, for the person who asks, for the person who's connected to it, when you stand there by L'chadoydi, by Kabbalah Shabbos, by Mizmor Shir, Yom HaShabbos, by Leveis Chanav HaKadosh, so we have on all three levels, Olam, the Beis HaMikdash, Shana, Shabbos, and time, space is Beis HaMikdash, Mikdash Melech, time is Shabbos, and a Yid, and a Jew who's standing in Shul, and he's saying these words. He's able to say the words Yom Nismol Tefreisi Ves Hashem Tairitzi Al Yish Ben Paritzi, and he's able to say Nagila V'Nismucha V'Nismucha V'Nagila V'Nismucha V'Nagila. There's an ingathering of joy. Al Yad Yish Ben Paritz Al Yad Ben Paritz. There's a V'Nismucha V'Nagila. There's an ingathering. It gathers together and it's condensed in one place. And the heart that was broken and the heart that was depressed and sad during the week, all of a sudden there's a Yikavu Hamayim Mokam Echad, that all of the light is gathered into that one Jewish heart, and there's an outburst of V'nismecha V'nagila. In creation, in the life of Am Yisrael, Chazal say a klal that Tzadikim Tchilosam Yisurim V'soifam Shalva. That the way is that by Tzadikim Tchilosam Yisurim, that the tzaddikim in the beginning they suffer. There's suffering in the beginning, but in the end, tchilasim yisurim, and in the end, immeasurable tranquility and peace. Tchilasim yisurim. Bechlal, the Jewish people, the way that we count, the way that we measure time, is reisha chashucha. We go by the night, right? Hayayim hayloch achar halayla begins with the night. And then, it's the day. By the goyim, it's the day, and then it fizzles out. But by Am Yisrael, the way that we count time is the night. The night means like the 6 days of the week. It means that we don't see it. We don't see. It's dark. And then, all of a sudden, Ayad Ish Ben Paritzi V'Nismecha V'Nagila. The yoyim is Hailach Acher HaLayla. The Seder of Am Yisrael is Tchilasam Yisurim V'Soifam Shalva. Therefore, if you look, you'll see it's interesting how before there was any Hisparitzitz of Or, any time in history, I'm skipping a lot, but I have to go quickly. Any time there was an explosion of light, before there was always a tremendous darkness. So before Matan Torah, there was Golus Mitzrayim. Before there was Golus Mitzrayim, the 6 days of the week, the union of Golus Mitzrayim, the emptying out of creation, where everything then became condensed, and Hashem spoke to us at Har Sinai. The emptying out was experienced in Mitzrayim. The emptying out of the tzaddik is experienced during the Yisurim, the suffering, and the misery, and the difficulty of the tzaddik. The emptying out that brings to the explosion of light on Shabbos is experienced during the pain of the 6 days of the week, and especially Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is for many, many Jews a very difficult and painful day. It's a day of tremendous helum and hester, of concealment. Before, the same thing, the Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, and Golus Bavel, and all that we're going through now, the Seder of creation is always Min HaMeitzar Karasi Ka, Anani BaMerchav Ka. That the condensing and the concentration creates a feeling of Min HaMeitzar, of terrible constriction, of terrible smallness, because the lights are being pulled back and being pulled in, and then there's an explosion of BaMerchav Ka, Anani. But not stamanani, but merchavka. Tzadikim tchilasim yisurim. In the beginning, it's min hametsa karosika. But the goyim is not like that. But the goyim is like the even, no, like this, not too great, not too big, not too little. But by Jews, it's tchilasim yisurim. It's reisha chashuchu. But the first it's night, and then it's day. We count time in such a way. It begins at night. They're going to have January 1st, the night of January 1st. They're going to be screaming and dancing and doing all kinds of affairs because it became New Year's. It was last year. It was this year. By Klaus, so the whole Seder is Reisha Chashuch of Ahad Nahira. The night is night, and you cover Maim and Malkam Echad. And then there's the explosion of Ayad Ish Ben Paratzi Venismuch of Nagila, joy that is everlasting, joy that is forever. That's the way. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu lives with us. Mikolois Maim Rabma Adir Mishbayom Adi B'Morim Hashem. Now we come back, and very, very quickly we can understand. VaYisrael Tzitzu Habanim BeKirba. Pashas told us 2 weeks ago. So already inside the womb of Rivka Imenu. And one of the things that's very disturbing is how could it be that inside of such a woman, inside of such a tzaddikus, there should be such a paradox, there should be such a crazy dichotomy, that in one place you have a Yaakov Avinu and you have an Esav. So all that is holy comes out from there, and then the opposite of Kedusha comes out from the same womb, right? For any parent who's ever had difficulties with your child, it's not Esav, your kid is not Esav. Right. That's all, that could give you chizuk no matter what you're going through. It's not Esav. So, far from Esav. So, that in the same womb, there was such an inyan. There was such an inyan. You have to understand, again, I'm being makatsi here, I'm being mitzamtzim very, very much over here, that originally Yaakov and Esav is mayim b'mayim. It's two, and it's divided. Shechina, Kedusha, the Rebbeinu Shlom is divided equally inside of Rivka Imenu. Mikolois Maim Rab Ma'adira Mishbrayom. Very powerful, very, very, very powerful. The waters of Shechina that are inside the womb of that woman. Something happened. There's a Melcham that's going on inside. V'yisraetz Rabbanu Bikirba. Yikavu Hamayim Amokam Echad. This was the beginning of the hatred that Esav has for us. Yikavu amayim amokam echad means that all of the Kedusha of Rivka Imenu shifted, was emptied out from Esav, and became focused and concentrated and condensed. Ayad ish ben paritzi. On a deeper level, it means Yaakov Avinu, regarding whom it says, ufaratzta yom avakeidma tzafayne v'negba. The last Navi that we have, the Navi Malachi says, Haloyach Esav LeYaakov. Haloyach Esav LeYaakov. They're twins. Haloyach Esav LeYaakov. Everything should be the same. Twins, no? Even. Everything's the same. Haloyach Esav LeYaakov. That's how it began. Ach Esav LeYaakov. I'm not talking about why it changed. But the Metzius was, Haloyach Esav LeYaakov. And the Navi says, V'ohev is Yaakov is Esav Sanesi. And then the Baruch Shalom says, I fell in love with Yaakov, and I despise and hate Esav. That means that Yaakov took the chelik of Esav. If we want to understand the hatred, the sinner, to have a little bit of an understanding of that inyan. Inside Rivka Imenu's womb, there was a tzimtzum of Yikavu Hamayim Amokam Echad. Leveyischa Na'ava Kodesh, inside Yaakov Avinu, Leveyischa Na'ava Kodesh. Yaakov took the chelik of Esav, and it left Esav as an empty, miserable, broken kli. And that is how we understand what it says when Rivka Imenu didn't understand what is happening. And Vatelach Lidroish as Hashem, she went to seek out to understand what is this. And she was told, Shnei Le'umim Mime'ayich Yiparedu. There are two nations that are going to be dividing from within your womb. Ula'im Mil'im Ye'ematz. Ula'im Mila'om Ye'ematz. One draws from the other. One becomes strong from the other. Or as Rashi brings down from Chazar V'lein, the Smilat Tsar Elam Chubonash Yerushalayim, that if Rome is built, Yerushalayim is not. And if Yerushalayim is built, then Rome is not. Because the Seder is such a Seder of Ula'im Mil'im Ye'ematz, Leveischa Na'ava Kodesh. When we are who we're supposed to be, when Yerushalayim is what it's supposed to be, then it empties out the Western world, it empties out Rome. It's Yikav Vamayim, all of the waters gather together, everything, all Kedusha, all Or, gathers together in Yerushalayim. And then Rome is empty. If Chalila, we're mafka ourselves, and we want to live like the Romans, if we want to live that way, then the result of that is, that Chalila, then Rome has a binyan, and that Yerushalayim, Chalila, is not anywhere what it's supposed to be. Not that it's empty, because there's a Rishon of the Kedusha, and Kedusha, Rishon HaKitchel HaShayit, HaKitchel HaShalov of the Kedusha, but still it's not at all what it's supposed to be. Therefore, the way that Yaakov and Esav came to the world is that Yaakov is holding on to Esav. He's holding on to Esav. He takes the Bechara away from Esav. Why does Esav give that away? So you say he's a chazer. He's a chazer. So, you know, we learn these things. He says he's a chazer for Nizid Adoshim. He's a chazer. So he sells the Bechara. It's an empty keli. Everything is sucked out of him. El Mokam Echad to Yaakov Avinu. He had the Bechara that he had, he came to the world, Yaakov is holding on to him. Then the Bechara is sucked out of him. The Brocha, the Bechara is taken out from him. Yaakov Avinu says, Kiva Makli Avarti Sayyardin Hazeh, this parasha, Kiva Makli Avarti Sayyardin Hazeh, in the beginning it was only me. Va'ata Hayisi L'Shnei Machanais, and now I have become both camps. Everything has become concentrated in me. The world of Esav has all become concentrated. V'ata Hayisi L'Shnei Machanais. That originally it was Kiva Makli Avarti Sayyardin. V'ata, now, and now that which began the war that began in the womb, the ingathering of Kedusha, and this has to do with the fight with the Malach of Esav, it now is V'ata Hayisi L'Shnei Machanais. The Machloikis between Yosef and his brothers can also be understood in light of this. This is what the brothers were afraid of. It says in Pasuk, "Ki oisai ohav avia mikol echav." He loved Yosef from all of his brothers. The pachad is a tremendous pachad that perhaps what's happening here is the Seid HaTzimtzum, that his father loved him mikol echav, and that love was on the cheshbon of the other brothers. The same way that Shabbos is Yom Zeh Mechubet mikol hayomim. Berachtoi mikol hayom, kidashto mikol hazmanim, ata bechatanu mikol ha'amim. So, ki oisei ohav aviyam mikol echov, and they were afraid that this was the beginning of the siluk of the or, the disappearance of the light from them, and that all of the light of Yaakov Avinu, yikav v'amayim amokam echov, was going to become concentrated in one Jew, tzadik yisoid oilam, in Yosef HaTzadik, and that it would empty them out of the Shechina, and would be Yikav HaMayim HaMokam Echad into the Tzadik Yisod Olam. And this was the same pachad that they had with the mother. When it says, Vayehav Gam Is Rochel Mileya. Mileya. Vayav Hashem Kisnu Aleya. So the brothers felt this. They were afraid. And this was the sherish of the mistake that these great tzaddikim made, although there is some truth to it, but we're not going into that right now, the Indian of Tzadik Yisod Olam, but there is some truth that there was something that was imbalanced. But they were afraid when they saw their mothers. Vayehav is Rachel mi Leia. That the ahava that Yaakovino had for Rachel was so unbelievable, so overpowering, was so was seemed to be something so beyond anything that when he met her, he kissed her, and that was it. Vayehav, they were afraid that it was on the cheshbon of Leah. Vayehav Yaakov is Hamas Rachel mi Leah, mi kol hayamim, mi kol ha'amim. That the ahava that Yaakov had was condensed and focused and concentrated in Rachel, and that was going to be mi Leah. Vayar Hashem ki snu Leah. The Leah seemed to be like on the side. Vayar Hashem ki snu Leah. The whole union of the Be'eros, the whole union of the Be'eros is the excavating of the wells, that everything that's happening with the Ovis seems to revolve around these wells, which I spoke about a little bit, but the union of the wells is Mikolas Ma'am Rab Madir Mishbayam Adi Mamor Mashem Levezchan of HaKadosh. You know that the Ramban says that the wells are the three Batei Mikdash, and then each of the names, the fighting against the wells, and finally is Rechayva. Ati Hirchav Hashem Lon Ufarina Bar, it's the waters that would explode from the final one, or the third base of Mikdash, not just the regular name, Rechovos, Hirchiv. Here, it's all the site had symptoms. The Be'eros, my mamukim eitzeb leivish, v'ish tunus yidlana, my mamukim eitzeb leivish. All of the waters, the milchama that we had with the plishtim, with the goyim, over the my mamukim, over these waters, are the waters that go back to creation. Who is going to have the water? And throughout his life, Esav, the sinner, the hatred of Esav, and throughout history, is I want that back. That was taken from me. It's on my cheshbon, and I want that back. I want the Beis HaMikdash back. I want everything back. I want all the Ora. I want the Brocha. I want the Bechira. I want everything taken back from me. When it comes to Chanukah, the Yontav of Chanukah, this is itself mamish to talk about for hours. The whole Yontav of Chanukah of Yevanim Nikbitzu Alay Azayv Mechashman Ufarzu Chaymes Megdolai V'timu Kol Hashman. The mazel of Kislev, the mazel of this month is a keshes, is a bow, like bow and arrow. The keshes, the tsar behem keshes ba'olam. Keshes, the Avinezer says keshes kuf shin sof is the oisius shin sof kuf, which means silence, shatok. The same way when you're shooting an arrow, there's the silence of when the bow is pulled back. There's the tzimtzum. There's the ingathering of the person's strength, and then when it's released, the arrow, depending upon the tzimtzum of the koichus into that bow, when that arrow is released, it's ayad ish ben paritzi. It's the power, the energy. It's after the silence. Keshes is like Chana says to Eli isha kshas ruach anaychi. Kshas ruach, I'm embittered. I'm embittered spirit. So many years, I'm waiting for a child. Isha kshas ruach anaychi. Isha kshas ruach. Kshas is the letter of shatok, which means silence. It means all of the years holding back, all the years of darkness, all the years of the 6 days of the week, all the years of shtika, of not having, all the years of suffering, the process of tzimtzum, the darkness, the ingathering, and all of that is now going to be released in the form of Shmuel Anavi. Ayad Ish Ben Paritzi is going to anoint David Malka Mashiach. That's going to be let loose into the world. That's why the mazel of Kislev is the bow. The Rambam writes, when he defines the Yontiv of Chanukah, where it comes from, the Rambam writes, Ufashtu Yodim B'mamoinim Ubibnei Seyam. The Yevanim, the Greeks, they reach their hands into our money to take away all of our money and our daughters, to defile our daughters. And he goes on, Ubot Ludosam. And they try to be mevatel, to take away our religion. A complete tzimtzum. And they didn't allow us to be oisik b'Torah mitzvahs. They didn't try to kill us. They tried to take away, to take back all of our light. And now listen to the words the Rambam uses. V'lachatzum lachatz gadol ma'od. V'lachatzum di. Put tremendous. We don't find such words in the Rambam anywhere. Lachatzum, like the bow. Lachatzum, lachatz godol ma'oid. They put us tremendous pressure. Yevanim nikbitzu alai. And because of that tremendous lachatz and the darkness that precedes the hisgalus of Al Yadish ben Parsi, because of that darkness, because of that lachatz that we were under, it was only getting ready for the hispartus of Shabbos, of the Yevanim of Chanukah, of Yikavu Amayim Amalkam Echad, and then suddenly, Hashem L'Arachim L'Veitzchan HaVakardesh, a few Jews, the Chashamnoim, came out, and they began to clean out the Beis HaMikdash, and they blew away the Yevanim. And it was a yontiv that was l'orech yomim, the yontiv of Chanukah, which is 8 days, which is not b'derech hatavagus. 8, of course, is beyond. Is 8 is yemei bina, yemei shmoina, kovu, shir, urananim. Therefore, the simcha of Chanukah is a simcha of the end of time. It's a taste of that time when it will be umola aris deyes Hashem, where the world will be covered with the knowledge of God. It won't have to be in such a way, and everything will be kedushas Yisrael, and it comes yifach b'yom of tzaddik. Yifach b'yom of tzaddik. Rav Shalom ad b'li yereach. V'avikoyis lechem brocha ad b'li dai. When all the tzimtzum will end, and v'avikoyis lechem brocha ad b'li dai, Chanukah is a little bit of a taste of that. And because of that, the pasuk ends, and we should be zoche to see it, lefon of yichru utziyim, those who dwell in the wilderness, that means the Arabs, those who are the Yishmaelim, those who dwell in the wilderness, lefon of yichru utziyim, v'oivav ofa yilacheichu, and the enemies of Hashem, the enemies of the Jewish people, will eat the dirt, the dust of the earth. We should be zeichet to see it b'karav now.
Wow. Next week I'll be away. We'll continue with Hashem with the Hador.
So we got the concert.